Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. The campaign to exonerate Joe Hill began 2 months before his trial continued even beyond his execution. But even though neither of the prosecution witnesses were able to identify Hill conclusively, and the gun that was used in the murders was never recovered, the Utah jury still found Joe Hill guilty as charged. The Utah Supreme Court refused to overturn the verdict, and the Utah Board of Pardons refused to commute Hill's sentence. Joe Hill was executed by firing squad on November 19, 1915, and his last words were, "Fire!" Hill became more famous in death than he had been in life. To Bill Haywood, the former president of the Western Federation of Miners and the best-known leader of the IWW, Hill wrote, "Goodbye, Bill. I die like a true rebel. Don't waste any time mourning. Organize. Could you arrange to have my body hauled to the state line to be buried? I don't want to be found dead in Utah." After a brief service in Salt Lake City, Hill's body was sent to Chicago, where thousands of mourners heard Hill's "Rebel Girl" sung for the first time.
"Yes, I'm proud to fight for freedom with the rebel."
Hill's body was cremated and the ashes mailed to IWW locals in every state but Utah. This is his final will. "My will is easy to decide, for there is nothing to divide. My kin don't need to fuss and moan. Moss does not cling to a rolling stone. My body, if I could choose, I would to ashes it reduce, and let the merry breezes blow my dust to where some flowers grow. Perhaps some fading flower then would come to life and bloom again. This is my last and final will. Good luck to all of you, Joe Hill." This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.